Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. It's Brian Gittins here. Except this episode, I'm going to call myself, give myself a different name. Jack. I cannot think of a new name, so I'm just going to go back to the basic Brian Gittins. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Brian Gittins and Friends. This is hard. My voice is struggling. My throat is struggling. Thanks so much for downloading the show and pressing play and putting it in your ears. I really appreciate it. Here we are. We've reached 41, episode 41. Wow. It's an amazing feeling. We've finally got here. I've always had episode 41 back of my mind. When I first started this project, I was like, I'm all about episode 41. Well, we're here. Get on with it. Okay. What can I tell you? I can't tell you much. I've been saying it for ages. I'm going up to Edinburgh, and really, I am now. It's next week. The last time I went up there, I got chronic fatigue syndrome and had to come home. On top of that, I've just gone through my set list, and it's Scheitenhausen. Okay, so but if you do want to come and see the show, I am at Boteco. Boteco, I think it's Bristow Square. I'm at Boteco, August the 2nd to the 26th, and I'm on at 6:40. Come along, get absolutely shit-faced. Don't expect too much. keep your sort of expectations relatively low. But come along, it's Brian Gittins, and don't feed the monkey man. Well, that's it. Okay, so I've sold that. Nothing else to say, really. But anyway, yeah, that's it. I hope you enjoy this episode. It's Matt Morgan. What a lovely man, Matt Morgan. Lovely, funny, clever, talented man. Quite irritating, actually. Quite irritating. But this episode is Matt Morgan. And again, if you'd like to support what we do, then go to Patreon. Brian Gittins and Friends of Patreon. And you'll get behind-the-scenes footage of the podcast and all sorts of bits and pieces. We did a competition. We did a competition last week, and someone has won a pair of David socks signed by David Edwards. That's what we get up to. Actually, like the show on iTunes. Like it. Rate it. Leave a comment. If you like the show, leave a comment, please. It really does help the podcast, according to my mother. Tell your friends, tell the butcher, tell the candlestick maker, tell the horse rider, tell anyone you know in the village or town or city. Tell them all about the podcast and say stick with it, because you won't like it in the first couple of episodes. Tell them to stick with it, and round about episode 7 or 8, you might just like it. Okay, thank you again, and here is Matt Morgan. See you later, and see you in Edinburgh. I know you're not going to come, and that annoys me. Bye-bye.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to
I've got Windy Pops coming, David.
Have you? Mm. It's coming up, travelling up you like lava in a volcano, is it?
Or? And obviously, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that voice. It's David Edwards, and this month, this episode, his nickname is The Blonde.
The Blonde Banshee.
You think you've done that before?
Have
done
I?
It already, yet?
Am I? Sorry?
Huh?
I am the Blonde Bumblebee. Don't like that one?
No, I'm happy to move on. The blonde what?
The blonde baguette.
Blonde baguette. I think we've done that as well. The blonde bumblebee. We'll go with the blonde bumblebee.
The blonde bumblebee. Go with that.
Why? Why the blonde bumblebee?
Because the sort of yellow stripes are in style with my blonde quiff. And I can imagine a blonde quiff going quite well with the kind of colour design of a bumblebee type of thing. Hovering around.
You're always hovering.
I think I am always hovering, like a horizon or gas. Or a falcon. I'm usually a bird of prey sometimes. Hovering above, looking down, helping people where I can.
Okay, and the guest this episode...
Do I say my name?
Yeah, well, I'm just about to introduce you. The guest this episode is Matt
Morecambe. There we go.
So how are you, Matt?
I'm very well.
Yeah, you pleased to be here?
I mean, this is a fantastic day out for me.
It's absolutely fine.
Nice to hear.
Yeah. Do you know David? Because David will know everything about your career.
That's good.
Yeah.
No, I don't, actually. But
I'm an open book. You know, flick through, have a read, see what you think.
Well, I've got some questions for you. But let's
there you
well,
go.
Maybe
let's,
get
let's
into
let's
that a
start.
Bit later.
You know a lot about Matt, do you?
Well, I do know that you...
Talk about Matt for 10 seconds.
Started your career on radio with Russell Brand.
I wasn't queer on radio.
What did I say to you?
He was queer on radio.
No, I didn't mean that at all.
Don't
you weren't
point.
Queer on radio. Even if you were, people wouldn't mind.
It wouldn't matter, would it?
It wouldn't matter. It's an audio platform for all types. All sexual desires.
Yes.
Also, you wrote the sitcom The Mimic.
Yes.
Which is very, very popular. I'm trying to think of other stuff.
Don't It'll point.
So
don't
put point. The finger away. Put the finger away.
No, genuinely, don't point.
Don't
because you're
point.
Sort of turning it into a joke. Don't point.
Oh no, I don't mean. I genuinely don't mean. Mean
I
to
don't
do
mind
that.
The pointing.
Oh well, Matt doesn't mind. So point
I like
away.
It.
Well, there you go.
I'm going to let you off the leash. You can point as much as you want.
That's very good of you. But I think it is something an idiosyncrasy that I need to get rid of.
Okay.
I don't think it's rude to point.
Do you not?
No.
I think I do too much though.
As if you were saying like, and then you made that terrible sitcom, The Mimic. It might.
Sort of
right.
Loud volume with pointing, perhaps.
Yeah, but
the body language
sort of like,
behind the point.
Okay.
It felt like
a
teacher
point.
Was sort of going, you're a good kid.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
There was some
so
positivity behind it.
Right, so it depends on what's behind the point.
Absolutely. If there's venom and scorn, put that finger away.
Well, you could do the politician point, which is your thumb against, you know, like that, so it's less aggressive.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Is that why they do that?
That's the real thing, yeah, because that is too, it's like you're being scolded or it's too aggressive.
Do
so they
really
go,
do that?
Yes. Honestly.
Well, I've seen them do that, but is that a conscious
decision? Tony Blair,
decision?
Yeah, it's a thing. Like,
wow.
David
showing
Cameron.
One knuckle okay, there.
It's all in the finger.
It's all in the finger. For the benefit of the listeners at home, can you explain what Matt's doing with his finger?
Matt is basically curving his finger, so it's around like that, like he's sort of so, hooking off...
The index finger is becoming... I mean, what would you call that?
Like a bum.
Hook.
A hook.
A hook. It's like a hook.
Well, that looks like a small bum.
You should see your proctologist.
Jeez. A hook there, a fleshy hook.
Yeah.
And then maybe the thumb on top of the hook.
The thumb on top of that.
And then stride it backwards and forth.
So it's
like pointing
it's
someone
up. With your first knuckle of your index finger.
Absolutely.
Right, because the knuckle is blunt.
Yes.
It's got sort of
you're not going to penetrate anyone with it or anything inappropriate.
Have you ever penetrated anyone with your knuckle?
No, hence why it's a good one. Whereas the finger, properly stretched out, you could penetrate if you wished.
Have you?
Top of my head, I can't think of anyone. But
have you
possible.
Fingered anyone?
No, I haven't. No, absolutely not. I point them and it hovers in the air, but it never enters anyone's anatomy.
Okay, so we're this episode we're in a life drawing class, Matt.
Oh, I used to
brilliant.
Do that.
Did you?
Yeah, not the model.
Oh right, well
model.
Our model this episode is David.
Ah.
There we go. Happy to do derobe in the...
Wait
there, because
we haven't started. Yeah,
okay,
I know you're keen.
I am very keen.
So you're sat in the middle of the class. There's a few of us here that's circling you, and you're wearing your dressing gown.
I am.
And little flip-flops.
Yes.
And how are you feeling?
nervous. But it's in the name of art, you know, it's allowing young people to express themselves through charcoal and
pen. I'm sharpening my pencils.
There we go. So you sharpen away.
So you used to go to life drawing class.
Yeah.
So what did you draw?
Naked people.
Did you?
Yeah. So when how old was I? I was in doing A-levels, so I was 17.
Blimey.
And I remember I was quite into art and I ended up doing it at art college, right?
Yeah.
So
doing what at art college?
Art.
Yeah.
I did have found that I got kicked out.
Yeah.
I got kicked out of school and then art college, but not for any wrongdoing. I murdered a life model.
Did you?
No.
I was going to say, goodness me.
No, I didn't do anything with the life. That wasn't why I got expelled.
Yeah.
Right? But we used to do it. I used to go to like an adult education centre after school. And the first, for a while, it was a guy. It was just this guy who became a close friend.
Really?
Not really, but like a friend.
Yeah.
I knew him for a while.
Yeah.
And then it was an old lady. And then,
wow,
one mad week, it was the most beautiful ballerina.
Oh,
and we couldn't contain ourselves, me and my mate, who were there basically because one day it might be a naked ballerina.
Yeah.
That was mainly.
And it was.
Not, and it was. It was amazing.
Can we have some twinkly ballerina music playing under this bit?
Could you,
David,
focus
on the... how would you be if you were drawing a naked ballerina? How would you feel?
Very distracted. I think it would be very hard to keep my. My blood pressure and testosterone at a decent balanced level to be able to, you know, do straight lines.
There's a horrible moment when they set the model up, right? So sometimes
you're on all fours.
No, they never. No, it's always fairly dignified.
Right.
I mean, you could probably.
Well, David's doing that later. You're going to go on all fours.
Happily, yeah.
Okay. I think that's. Now, there's a moment where we did it at art college, and it was more like this. Right, they set up the pose, and then you're allowed to move to find where you want to draw it from.
Right.
And so you have to find a balance, especially when we did it at art college, it generally was a younger woman, right?
Yeah.
So then you have to think, well, I don't want to look completely perverted.
But you do want to get an eyeful.
Yes. So all the boys end up going...
Yeah, where do the boys go, out of interest?
What do you mean?
Well, what position do they...
What, if there's a woman modelling?
Yeah, if there's a woman, yeah.
Well, you want to see as much as you can of...
But what, the front, the back? Where'd you...
Well, it depends, I suppose, the front,
where did
really.
You
want boobs, and I always went for the front.
You went for the front, yeah.
Yeah.
Were you happy with the picture afterwards?
I was. There was when we used to draw the old lady, there was a heater, and it was cold, and then so one side of her would go pink.
Oh,
right.
Good grief.
And I always thought that might make my picture look wrong.
Right.
Because she was a completely different colour on one side.
Right. So this ballerina...
I just ignored the pinkness.
Yeah.
The ballerina.
So she was...
So she did
tell us
of,
a bit more. Mate.
Well, she was a ballerina.
Nice. Yeah. And how long is she there for? I can't remember.
I think it's a 20-minute.
20.
It's actually really difficult to be completely still for 20 minutes, right? But she, the reason I know she was a ballerina was because she did sort of ballet-ish poses, and I think the teacher person said, "We're very lucky to have Annabelle here this week."
Name?
I don't know.
Wow.
It has a ballet vibe to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, Annabelle. I don't know where that came from, but David, you're getting really attached to the story.
Yeah,
well, yeah, it sounds interesting, doesn't it? It certainly grabbed my interest.
I think it's been this quite for ages.
I know, I'm sort
what
of
What are you thinking?
In.
What's on in your mind?
I can imagine she's got a sort of
Have you
Russian
been sort of,
20-something?
Sort of mentally drawing her in your mind?
Oh, definitely.
What's her bum look like?
Oh, very peachy, petite but peachy, white.
And her tits.
Tits. Not too large, small, but very, you know, erect, ready, you know, you're like a European porn film, ultimately.
Yes.
Wonderful smile, great eye contact.
What do you call it? Like a vagina. What was that look like?
European unshaved.
Yes, it was.
Simple as
wow.
that.
It was.
That's what I'm imagining.
And that's why I've never been against that look.
What, the bald?
No, I'm not against any look of the vagina, but like the natural look.
Right,
some
the hairy.
Men are, yeah, like
right,
some people are. Oh,
that.
No, I don't mind it at all.
No, not at all. Absolutely
so you,
not.
You like the.
Oh, natural. Absolutely fine.
Really?
Not a problem at all. Not here to criticise.
This is getting weird in here, guys.
No, not at all. We're in a life drawing class, and that's what we're talking about, Charles. Okay? Right, so, David, if you'd like to disrobe.
There we go. Off one shoulder, off the other. Let it just drop to the floor.
Wow. What do you make of his body, Matt?
I think if I had to draw it,
yeah,
I'd need a ruler.
Yeah.
There's lots of angles.
I can smell vinegar.
A lot of angles.
You can smell vinegar. Charles,
I can smell vinegar.
Why? Why would Charles be smelling vinegar, David?
I had some pickled onions before getting here, but I didn't...
Pickled onions,
but I didn't cover my body in vinegar.
Right.
I don't quite know why that would be. I don't know. Are you saying my body smells of vinegar?
David, can you just get on the table?
It's coming out of somewhere.
Coming out of your body somewhere.
Sure, well, I'll have to think about that. I do apologise.
Can you get on the table, David?
Yeah, absolutely. On all fours.
Yes,
like
please.
A cat. Okay, here we go.
Matt's making.
No, so I'm going to go right round the back. I'm
going on your back.
I'm going round the back as well, if you don't mind.
Well, you won't better draw my face.
I'm not interested in your face.
No. Oh well, it's up to you.
Okay, so the first question of the
faces and hands are hard.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
I'm going to stand right over you.
What's that?
I'm going to stand right over you.
I'm going to stand right over you, David.
Right. Okay, fair enough. That's okay if he wishes to be there.
Okay, David, the first question of the episode is this. Name one of your friends who you think is just a little bit naff.
Goodness. Well, first of all, I can't name them.
Yeah.
No, because that would be the end of the friendship.
But do you think they listen to this?
I hope so, because they're a friend type of thing.
Right.
So I don't want to burn bridges to that degree. Because, I mean, to call someone naff, I mean, you're not calling them a murderer or a psychopath or...
No, just a bit lame.
But that's hurtful. That's more hurtful.
What, a bit naff?
If you said to someone who's crazy, they might go, I'm a bit crazy.
Yeah, I'm a bit nuts.
But naff, you can't go,
naff
a bit
really
naff.
Is like just spitting at them across the street and then wandering off into Waitrose.
Have you got any friends where you secretly think you're a bit naff?
It might be if I go around their house and I think, oh, blimey, is that the china you eat from? Or I open the fridge and I think, oh, good grief, this is all Tesco's economy.
Right.
You know, and in actual fact, it makes me feel more elitist. I don't know. It's almost like maybe I've got the problem, not them.
Can you think of anyone in particular? You don't have to name them.
I'm thinking about them right now. I'm wandering around their house. Sometimes DVD collections. It's a man.
Right.
And I just think, you know, have you really got... what was that Harry Enfield film where they go to, they go on holiday? What's it called?
Oh, Kevin and Perry.
Yeah, you sort of come across something like that and you think, goodness me, I might watch it on ITV4.
Right.
You know, 2 a.m. type of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd go and actually purchase the DVD.
Yeah.
And have it in my lounge.
Is one of your friends got that DVD?
Yes, right. Absolutely.
So they'll know that you're talking about them.
Yeah. There's a possibility, which is unfortunate if they do.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people out there who've got it. So if you have friend, whoever you may be, it doesn't have to be specifically you on any level type of thing.
Yeah.
But
I know who it is.
Who is it,
Charles? Comes the detective.
Who is this person?
Peter.
Yeah, it could be Peter. Who knows? I don't want to reveal any of that information.
Right.
Mike.
Is it Mike?
It could be a mic. I don't want to reveal it to you.
Stewie?
No, it's not Stewie. Stewie's absolutely fine with his DVDs. He'd have one of the classic Harry Enfield 80s sketch shows. None of this kind of...
Glenn?
No, Glenn's absolutely fine.
Are these all real people?
Are they real people?
Glenn?
Colin?
I don't know Colin. There you go.
You do know Colin?
I don't know Colin.
Okay.
So that is fictional.
Okay.
You might be judging them unfairly because maybe they got it as a gift that they didn't want. Maybe
that's
it's
true.
From a loved one and they think, oh, I better keep it on the shelf in case they look for it. Or they bought it ironically. Or
yeah.
Do you know what? It's a very valid point you made there, Matt, because now I've verbalised these naff judgments in my head and they haven't just wandered through my skull, but they've actually wandered out my mouth and I've said them to myself. I think to myself, gosh, you know, that's actually quite nasty.
Yeah.
That's actually quite a nasty thing to actually verbalise and think about our friends.
Yeah. Mm.
And they're not naff. They're just trying to survive like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Just trying to get through the day, for crying out loud.
Well, I feel bad for bringing up the question now.
No, you should not at all.
Do you not think I should feel bad?
Chuck scorn at them.
Right.
No, not at all. You didn't wander into the house and start criticising their DVD collection. I mean, there's lots of other things that are naff, aren't there?
Like what?
It could have been their clothing style. It could have been their...
Can you list me 5 naff things in the world? Go.
5 naff things in the world.
1.
Wearing sandals.
2. And,
okay. It'd be a case of...
2.
Number 2. Getting drunk during the day.
3.
Wasting your money on lottery tickets.
4.
wandering past a man, selling a big issue, not giving him any eye contact, saying anything to him. Interior design, poorly balanced interior design.
And an extra six.
Extra six would be a case of
six.
Calling a pet by a human name, like a dog, Keith.
All right, OK. So Matt's got his charcoals out and he's...
yep, just
sketching.
Please
One of the things
away,
that
sir.
I learned
yeah.
is that you're meant to look at the model
yeah.
far more than your paper, because a lot of people look up and go, right, and then they look at their paper for ages and they start drawing. You're meant to look and sort of be drawing while you're watching the model, and then you only... every now and again, flick back to your picture and see how it's going.
That's interesting.
Do you ever make flirtatious eye contact?
I don't know where to start. Which part should I draw first?
You block out the sort of shape, probably.
So
I think.
Block out the shape, Charles.
Sort of general shape of my head.
I'm sort of going for your lower half.
I'd go for like...
Well, go for it.
I'm drawing his private.
He's drawing your privates.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
That's
I look forward to seeing them later on.
Yeah. Have you got a question for David, Matt?
I've got some in my phone. I know you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just going to sketch David whilst Matt gets his.
Yeah, just fill time for a second.
Do you feel quite confident with your sketching? Is it
very much so?
Oh, lovely.
A good old handful to work with.
I'd love to have a framed sketch of one of your drawings of me in the lounge.
Okay.
Look forward to that.
I've actually got some of my old life drawing pictures. Not with me.
No.
Goodness me.
Back in.
Where are they? Are they framed around the house?
They're not. They're in a sort of tube under my bed. And,
nice, get them out every now and then.
Yeah, no, they're not too bad, actually. You get better at it, and then as soon as you stop doing it, you lose the skill. But I got quite good at it.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling nervous with Matt drawing
I'm feeling slightly objectified. I thought I'd better just, like, have strong shoulders.
You're getting paid for this, yes?
I am, maybe not enough, because I think my dignity is slowly...
Do you fear getting an erection in this situation?
I do, yes. It's very cold, so I think that might... implement it in a way, lots of eyes on me. I might find that arousing after a while.
I think the men must have to think, right, don't...
Yeah.
You know, there must be a moment.
Why are... I mean, this is quite a dirty episode. Well, we're not normally this dirty, are we?
No, we're not usually.
Why are men embarrassed by erections, Matt? That's the question. I emailed you.
Well, I mean, in that situation... Do you imagine being a life model and there's 17-year-old boys, there's old ladies, there's a real range of society there?
Yeah, you've crossed your legs, David. Why?
I don't know. I think that's almost subconscious, perhaps.
Yeah, I honestly used to make... Like, the first guy we used to draw had a quite small penis.
Yeah.
I'd be very kind and add a bit of bulk to it.
Well, that's just man.
Because he used to go around and look at the pictures.
Respect.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just
that's nice.
I mean, that's a
lovely
tiny
touch.
Little kindness that I've only just
realised. Like an extra what?
Bit of charity.
Oh, I wouldn't take the piss. I
no,
mean, it wasn't
like an inch extra.
Yeah, just sort of shove it out a bit.
Well, if any of you could afford me that same charity, it'd be hugely appreciated.
But you've got a nice handful there, David.
Well, it's nice of you to say.
You really
it's not
have
for
crossed
me.
Your leg and you're sort of turning away from me.
Yeah, I don't quite know why that is, really.
No,
it's nice to do with
that. Body language isn't good, is it?
No, it's not.
It's like a future court
slightly
case.
On edge there, slightly.
Yeah, okay. This is a rude podcast, and I think I'm going to...
We're all adults.
At the start of this podcast, I think I'm going to warn listeners that we get a little... Because we're going to get really rude by the end of this and talk about your anus and stuff. Okay.
Well, I've taken off the robe. I was sent the email. I verbally agreed to it. So let's get involved.
Honestly, saying all my life drawing years, I never saw an anus.
Really?
Well, no, because you'd have to get into quite a position to expose it.
So no one ever gets into a position where they're parting their bottom.
No,
their
not to that degree of a mirror.
Well, that's what you're going to be doing in 10 minutes, David. Okay.
Well, there we go.
This is definitely going to get a warning. Okay, what's your first question?
My first question is, what is your policy for kisses on texts to other men? Because I think about this a lot.
Now.
I think straight away I will never kiss first.
Hang on,
that's
a
real life
grenade.
You sent
me a text earlier, so I'm going to see
what there is on the end of it.
I don't think there'll be a kiss there because I don't think you've ever sent me one.
So,
this is what I'm talking about.
If you were to send me one, I'd be like, oh, okay, let's kiss
away. So someone
has
to send the first kiss.
Well, look, this is how I remember it, right? About 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, men, straight men, gay men, whatever, right, didn't put kisses at the end of texts.
No.
I'm pretty sure they didn't, right? Then some...
Sorry, Matt. This is one of the best questions we've ever had on
it's
the podcast.
A very
And
important
if
one.
We could stick a celebratory noise... Thank you so much. Here we go.
Right. It never happened. then someone, some outlier, some sort of, you know, terribly futuristic and open-minded chap,
yeah,
put a kiss to another guy, right? So this is between mates. This is like mates you've known for a long time, right?
Yeah.
So I remember when you do it to a girl and then you'd accidentally text your mate and put a kiss on the end and then have to go, oh, sorry, and then they'd go, oh, hello, sailor, and it'd be an embarrassing thing, right?
Could you say that quickly, David? Could you say, oh, hello, sailor?
Oh, hello, sailor.
Oh, thank
you. Blimey.
Out of the blue.
Someone's getting an erection around here.
Seems that way, doesn't it? It's getting out of control. Oh, hello, sailor.
Oh, one really big one. Go
for it. Hello, sailor.
Yeah, that's
boring.
No, anyway,
it's
good. Sorry.
Right, so, yeah. And then it started, right?
Yeah.
And now, so I do it. But there's friends
who... Do you do it?
Yes. But, right. But like,
see,
as
pointing.
David says...
Matt's pointing a lot.
I
just
am.
Letting people
right,
know.
I'm going to change that into a politician point.
There you go.
As David said, right, you have those friends who don't do it, so you just don't put the kiss, right? Because you know, oh, that's not a kiss friend. Then, this is why I'm thinking about this, because earlier I did a text to a friend, put a kiss on the end, but it wasn't a capital X, right? Capital X has got a laddie sort of mwah to it.
That's
a little,
it's like
a little X is like a peck on the cheek, and suddenly you're back into the territory of having to go,
that's
that wasn't cracking. A big enough... It's, I don't know. It's
really
no, it's
good.
Very true. I'm very aware of it.
So do you send kisses?
Only if they've kissed me before. I will not be the first one
so
to leave
a
kiss.
So do you feel pressure to send a kiss back?
Well, if they send me one...
Yeah.
Do you know what? This is a cracking question, because
What do you do?
I kind of make up my own symbols.
Oh, really? What do you do instead of a kiss?
So it's like the two triangles.
And what are the two triangles?
What does that represent?
That's like
a hug.
It's sort of a sexy hug.
A hug.
Oh, right.
A hug. Thank you, Charles. So I'll send
those. Not aware of that one at all.
What,
that
is
interesting.
To men?
Yeah.
But do you ever receive a text with an X on the end from a bloke? Or emails. This is emails as well, because it goes on in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Do you know, I've received kisses from
I send
men.
Them to you, and then you
do
don't
you?
Reply.
Do you?
With a kiss.
Do you mind if I check an email?
Yeah,
too?
Go on.
So,
but then I'm sure, deep down, I know you as a non-email text kisser, right? So I don't... I think I might have then withdrawn the kiss.
Okay.
But not in any sort of sad way.
So if they
way.
Send me a kiss,
wow.
I feel disappointed.
Okay, here we go then. Okay, go on, so if the editor could put some kind of kissy bed underneath of this. So I sent a email to Matt going, poddy record, ? May the 30th, ? 1 p.m, ? 2:30 p.m. or 4 p.m, ? Any of these suit,
?
Right.
I received, I can do all of them. This from Matt. I can do all of them. Shall we say 4 p.m. though? Kiss, big kiss.
Really?
Big
kiss.
Really?
What?
So I just thought he's not kissing me, but I'm going to kiss him.
Okay. So I wrote slightly tense, Brillo, keeping it loose, Brillo meaning brilliant.
Keeping it chilled.
Great. Okay.
Well, you said Brillo, great.
Brillo, so that's just like, yeah, nice one, mate. Great. I don't know why I wrote great.
Because that's sort of more fun.
I think I got lost confidence with the Brillo.
Yeah.
So I put great, so you told me. Are you following this?
Yeah, yeah, Brillo,
okay.
Great. Yeah.
Matt replied, aye, aye, captain. Big kiss.
Another now, kiss?
Yeah, but that sounds gay. Yes? Aye, aye, captain. Could you do aye, aye, captain, like the yellow?
It could be
that. Aye, aye, captain.
Yeah, it could be aye, aye, captain.
Well,
it could be Butch.
Well, can you do it one more time?
Aye, aye, captain.
Much more camp.
Ooh, aye, aye, captain.
Okay. So I replied, hey, this was a few days later. I let the dust settle. Hey, the address for tomorrow is, send the address. Get there for, say, 3:45, and Matt replied, okie doke, big kiss again. So he hadn't learned his lesson.
I just dishing him out. It's unrequited love.
Left, right and centre.
Just look through my emails.
He's a big kisser.
He is a big kisser. He is a big kisser.
But
what,
some...
Genuinely, why...
Also, another minefield of this, not to sound like some sort of Seinfeld character, but with women, right, at the end of a meeting, I never know... Now to do the sort of cheek kiss thing that happens at the beginning of the meeting, but when you've had a sort of businessy meeting, do you kiss then or do you shake hands? Which seems very—that's a bit of a mindfuck.
I wouldn't shake.
And
hands.
Then you're into the emails with them with kisses because you don't want to seem over familiar.
See, I
that's a handful.
I think I sort of kiss at the end of meetings because I want to look sort of quite relaxed and cool and quite open, whereas inside I'm really not comfortable with kissing.
I've met a couple of people. I met this woman once. She's quite powerful. I won't say where, but she's at a place, right, the media. She's American, but she works over here. And she has a policy of no handshakes or kisses. But I didn't know that. I put my hand out because I thought she's more of a handshake person than a kiss person, right?
Yeah.
And she went, "I don't shake hands." Like that.
Could you do that Why impression, not? David? Could you do that impression quickly?
I don't shake hands.
Oh. Now you've sort brought of that to life.
Can we do that again? One more.
I don't shake hands.
That's really lovely. Can we have a little bit more of a gap between shake and hands?
I don't shake hands.
He's a bloody actor.
Indeed, it's all happening, isn't it?
Yeah, and now a camp version of that.
I don't shake hands. Well, I mean, if she doesn't shake hands or kiss, does she do?
But I respect her for that because it's slightly rude and abrupt. But then afterwards, because I was thinking, was that just me? And everyone went, "Oh yeah, we forgot to. She didn't do that." She went, "I think it's a germ thing."
Oh right, like OCD sort
yeah,
of vibe.
Like no kisses.
I was going to say, what can you do? A hug?
So when you send me a kiss, what's your motivation there?
I think it's certainly not to seduce you.
No.
Although if that happened.
Fine.
We'll just deal with that when it happens. But no, I honestly just... It's like sort of... It's laddie.
So it's sort of thoughtless?
No, it's... I think there is a genuine... I wouldn't do it to someone I didn't like, right?
Right.
So I used to do it... I don't think he'll ever listen to this, but a person who works at my accountancy firm, right?
Pretty sure he won't listen to this.
A little kiss.
A little kiss, right? But then once things... You're going, hang on, you didn't tell me about that thing.
You sent a kiss to your accountant?
Yes. Get with the programme.
So, I don't know if I'd be able to do that.
I feel absolutely gutted that I'm lobbed in with your accountant.
I know, this has got to be a special treat.
Look, if I ever do a big kiss and then next to it a little kiss, you know that is...
That's a different kettle of fish.
That is the whole
thing. What does that mean, big and small? That's like...
I think a big one and then a little one, that's genuine, like, romantic... attachment.
Oh, right, okay, that's left for the wife.
Right, here's David Edwards.
Indeed.
What's he got?
Oh, there'll be no kisses there because...
Hi, David. Hope you're well, pal. This is David emailing me.
Oh, that's a good positive start.
Am I right in... Do you mind me reading this out?
Oh, please do.
Am I right in thinking it's challenged this Thursday at the Moth Club? Or am I completely wrong? My PC calendar is telling me it's this Thursday. Hope the family are well and the writing is going well. Also, hope the Wales Festival was good fun as always. Cheers, buddy. -Dave. Full stop.
There we go.
Absolutely nothing. Quite cold. No, not cold.
Informative,
but,
though. Yeah. Quite informative.
No, yeah. Buddy. He said buddy.
That's true. Yeah, but I felt like that was sort of like thoughtless again. It's just buddy.
Like a robot talking to a robot.
Do you write buddy to most people?
No, I keep buddy on the shelf for special people.
Look.
Don't hand it out willy-nilly.
You two are the oddballs here. Because he's a director. I know him fairly well. He's put his initial S and then a small kiss at the end of this email.
Goodness
Right, I'm just going to take a little...
So that's the director of plebs, everyone. The director of plebs.
And then...
Goodness me, it's like the milk tray man leaving his signature and
is
kiss.
Is this got something to do with the media? The people, what people are
I
like
think perhaps...
Good friend,
overly
kiss.
Friendly kisses, air kisses in the air.
I mean, this subject
producer,
is wonderful.
No kiss.
No kiss.
Some people just do their initial, capitalised their first initial, R, and that's it, K.
Yeah.
That's very
shows
cold.
Arrogance.
It's like J.R. Ewing sending
you a text.
Your
name was Javier, which is spelt with an X. You wouldn't know if he was kissing or just putting the first initial of his name. And that could lead into...
Yes, Javier is spelt with an X. I thought it was spelt with a J.
I feel sorry for the lady who can't shake hands or give anyone a kiss.
We've never stuck on a subject for so long, don't we?
Well, I think it's got such legs. I think Matt's brought so much food to the table.
He really has. Do you know what? We're drawing your body. You know, I'm sort of sketching away your nuts.
Please do. That's what they're there for.
David gets one opportunity to ask the guests a question. It's called the Golden Question section. It's really taken off. David, you got a question for Matt?
I certainly have. My brain's gone blank. I wasn't expecting it.
So you need to do just one thing I asked you to do.
I know. Honestly, Brian, I'm hugely apologetic. I really am.
Please don't touch me.
No, I didn't need to touch you then. I don't know. No bruises were left in your arm whatsoever. No. I'm trying to think of a more original question because I always ask questions about careers.
Or death.
Or death. It's careers, death, or depression in the middle of the night.
Right.
Linking to depression and things in that vein. Not that you'd be one immediately. Yeah. Have you found, wandering through the life of adulthood, any techniques that enabled you to shift moods to a more positive element at all? Some people like meditation. Some people look at a photo album.
Had on my old phone, I just changed phones, but I had a playlist called Cheer Up, You Cunt.
Oh, that's a good touch.
And music's a good... But there was things in there.
Matt using that word?
It was a bit of a shock, but I think it works. Put me on edge a bit, but I think there's a reason for it.
Well, my children actually saw it.
What song kicked off Cheer Up, You Cunt?
I wish I hadn't changed phones
now. Okay, so Matt's
going back
to his phone again.
I'm just going to see if it's...
Phones are
every these days. It doesn't... No, it hasn't put it in there. There was things in there which I'm embarrassed to admit.
Right.
But I will admit.
Yeah.
Because they, even if I don't particularly like the song, they can shift my mood.
Right.
So I tend to listen to quite doomy, dark music.
Like what, for instance?
Heavy metal.
Are you a heavy metaler?
Yes.
Like what?
Recently I've been listening to things like Electric Wizard. It's like, Black Sabbath, it's that sort of stuff. It's doom.
Don't they use
it? It's slow and heavy.
They use Charles's voice, don't they? Electric Wizard.
I don't think so.
Oh, right. Oh,
don't worry. Yes?
I want to do a bar crubbing on David, please.
You would like to do what?
I want to do a bar crubbing on David, please.
A bar crubbing.
You want to do a
bark rubbing? Please, join him.
So Charles wants to do a bark rubbing on you.
Back of the thigh, on my spine, whatever you fancy.
Hold still, David.
Hold still, mate.
Absolutely. You chisel away.
Bark rub away. So, do you listen to heavy metal?
No, too loud and intense for me. I remember a lot of my friends being into Slipknot. Do you remember them?
Their first album was alright, but that was a bit after my time. That's not really the sort of music I'm talking about.
So, are you more Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden?
Yeah, I used to like Iron Maiden when I was a teenager. Now, the stuff I was listening to is like. And also Leonard Cohen, Bob Dylan, I'm just more drawn to like stuff that if you're in a bit of a depressed mood,
same.
Probably isn't going to help.
Same here.
Right.
Do you know what I like? Hopeful melancholy.
Yes.
So you're sick. Yeah. Right.
I'm still rubbing.
Folk.
Ah!
I'm still rubbing.
He's still rubbing. Yes,
away.
I do like that sort of...
Sigur Rós, I used to love them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
can you do any Sigur Rós impressions?
Sigur Rós, it's sort of like fairies in the forest, isn't it?
Exactly.
I gave up with it.
Like, Matt, give him a break, mate. Come on.
That's beautiful.
I don't know, Matt. I think what you were about to say might have saved me.
10 seconds.
Higher, though. It's much higher.
Okay.
It's heartbreaking.
It is.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I don't think I was bringing much to the table.
Editor, could you put that on a loop, put a bit of echo there, and just keep this keep it playing under this next section?
Just some music. So,
I have finished my rubbing. Can I show you, please?
Yes, please.
I have mainly rubbed David's knees, top of the head, and in and around the anus.
Oh, well, I can tell. It's very nice. You could frame that and hang it in the hallway.
I have
very
mainly
nice.
Rubbed David's knees, top of the head, and in and around the anus.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. You didn't flinch.
Not at all. I got so into the musical moment, I didn't even know it was rubbing against me.
So what was your playlist?
What was on the playlist?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, things like Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Higher and Higher by Jackie Wilson. That'll always cheer you up.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Islands in the Stream.
Oh, really?
Try being
I do
depressed
like that.
Through that.
Dolly right. Parton.
Right.
There was I'm horrified to admit this, Hanson's song Inbox.
Oh, wow.
Good.
See, I'd
proper
find that
90s
just
pop.
Irritating.
Well, it is, but you can't be melancholy throughout it.
Can you not? I think I'd go
And
into
do you always fight a bad mood type of.
Inbox.
That's it.
There we are. That's a classic.
That's it. Here's a question from a listener, David. This is a lovely question. This is from Alex Goddard, everyone.
Alex Goddard, nice name.
Lovely name. You get the opportunity to have a message written in the sky over a city of your choice by a small aircraft. Which is the city, and what does the message say?
That's a good question.
It's a great question.
That's a very good question.
It's a brilliant question.
A superb question.
Stumped.
It would be the Big Apple, and it would be hug a stranger, I think. Exclamation mark.
That's really nice.
Over New York, hug a stranger.
Wow.
Grab someone.
And you talk about the message of what I don't know what I'm talking about here, but talk, David.
It's about, you know, stopping what you're doing, putting your briefcase down, putting your iPad on pause, looking around. It could be a beauty queen. It could be a man who's been living on the streets for a good, you know, 12 weeks. But, you know, wrap your arms around them, thrust them up to your chest, and whisper into their pearl-like ear, it's going to be all right. And then let them go and let them go on with
the day. Is it going to be all right?
It could spark a rash of assaults. Especially
this
that woman who doesn't like kissing or handshaking. She was American. She might be...
A hug might be too much.
I always feel like
it's not going to be all right. Isn't there a moment in a Woody Allen movie where he thinks he's got cancer or brain tumour and he finds out he hasn't and he runs out of the surgery and he goes, yeah! And then he slowly stops and realises that at some point he will have a tumour.
Blimey, that's
so
quite
it's never
a dark
gonna be
moment.
Right.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's a very dim way of looking at things.
I guess you've got longer of being OK, have
dim.
You?
Not dim as in stupid, but sort of dim as in not much light.
No.
I guess you've been given more money that's time. Do you know what I mean? The economy that's time.
OK.
You've been given some more time on planet Earth to enjoy Netflix, burgers and...
What?
You know, sending texts to friends with bloody kisses on the end.
Oh, lovely. Mm.
Lovely stuff. Did a full circle there.
Lovely. Have you got another question for David?
Yes,
mate?
I have.
So, David, could you now just...
Move around on all fours?
On your back.
Yeah, like a cat about to have tummy tickled.
There's another question for Matt.
Do what, like, I think in dogs it's called presenting. And they sort of prepare themselves to be mounted. I think if you could give us that.
Yo, happily. I know what you mean.
You
I've
know,
watched...
This is going to have to be a quick answer.
Present, please.
Present?
Present.
Present, please.
Present. Absolutely. Here we go. This is the present. Me presenting.
Okay.
Here we go.
So it's going to have to be a quick answer, David, okay?
All fours like a dog.
All
do
right.
What you need to.
Do you want this question? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. If you were killed by a hit-and-run driver and you became a ghost, would you haunt the driver to get your revenge?
Do you know what? We sort of did this question, didn't we, in the
did
last...
You?
Yeah, I think I was a ghost. Wasn't
you
I?
Were haunting Blockbusters.
I was haunting Blockbusters, yes.
So but this question's been done, and it's a weird question.
Do it again. Sorry, do it again.
Well, okay. Let's see what you say. There might be a slight difference.
There's lots of different ghost situations out there.
If you were killed by...
Well, you never know.
Well, I could do another one.
Go on, Matt.
If you were killed by a hit-and-run driver and you became a ghost, would you haunt the driver to get revenge, or would you just be a benign spectre and just float around a library or, like... Or would you like sort of hang around your family, but they wouldn't know you were there?
I would definitely haunt the driver.
How many questions have you got there, Matt?
Focus.
Four.
Right, can we do just like four quickies? So you got
a
quick
definitely.
Answer. Here we go. We're going to have a new section called Matt Morgan's Four Quickies.
Do you play fruit machines in pubs?
No.
Good. That tells me a lot about a man.
Right. Okay.
Avoid gambling.
If you were in a mining disaster, would you sit tight and wait to be rescued, or would you attempt to dig your way out?
Oh, dig my way out. You've got to be proactive.
Foolish. Be dead within minutes. Oxygen's limited. Tells me a lot about you.
Oh, good grief. That's the end of me.
Wow.
One, two, three. That's it, isn't it?
That's it. Oh, wow. Yeah. So Matt Morgan's quickies.
Well, the mine one was very interesting because I would be dead.
So you'd have to just sit there, would you?
Well, I mean, it depends, actually. If there was a supply of air, but generally in a mining disaster, air is limited.
Yeah.
Would I use other people's air up as well?
Should you would, selfish. Yeah. So if there was people going, no, look, stop it, David.
I was like, no.
Yeah, you're going, digging, and you're slowly killing.
I've used everyone's oxygen up.
Wow.
Guilty
Shall we
and
take
dead.
A look at each other's drawings of David's
yes,
body?
Yes. So we're reaching the end of the podcast. So there's Matt's drawing. What can you see, David?
Okay, yeah, my feet are quite thin.
I used my policy of enlarging the penis to be
Very
nice
quite
nose.
Right. It's not a tripod, but it's you give me a decent amount, which is good. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
You haven't been sarcastic with the amount. You've been quite, you know,
there's
balanced.
Quite an excess of foreskin, but
yeah. There is a lot there. It's got to be said, but it's not horrific. It doesn't turn my stomach.
Sort of hanging off the edge of the desk, isn't it?
It sort of is in a way, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
like
a snake changing
shedding its skin. Yes,
quite literally.
Yes. Yeah, and there's my picture of you.
Very nice. I like the way you've done my buttocks. They're very symmetrical.
Yeah.
Quite small, but I imagine, well, I've never really seen them in great detail before. It's quite good to actually examine them.
And your anus?
My anus? Yeah, anus.
You call it an anus?
Yeah, anus from now on. It looks like something in the galaxy out there in the universe. It's like a dark, sucking black hole.
Pulling your bum cheeks apart so with such vigour that your fingertips have gone white.
Well, if people direct me to do so, I'm happy. I know you've all got an artistic vision, and I'll meet it halfway.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to offer you up my picture so you can frame it. And,
oh, wonderful! Thank you. Oh, that's something nice.
And mainly concentrated on the balls.
Charles mainly concentrated on your balls.
Fair enough, and they are very nice. Absolutely, I like the way you've done the flesh, the light sort of reflecting off the kind of shiny parts of my actual flesh type of thing. And it's just a celebration of the human male form, isn't it?
Quick question, have you ever shone a torch through your ball bag?
Wow.
No, that's an interesting one.
I've never even thought of that.
When you were a kid, it's the first thing you do with a torch.
Not at all. My mind's never gone that dark. I can see why it'd be interesting. And what's the result?
It's bright red. And you can see the two shadows. There's a lot of veins. You can see the shadows of your balls. I mean, it's...
Wow, what do balls look like?
Oh, it's not nice. I've seen
them. Go home and have a look.
Are they...
I'll go and fetch a torch.
Okay, so that's how we'll end the podcast. So we'll stretch your...
Yes, and let's have a look and see what they look like.
What do they look like if you sort of cut them
out? I mean, you can see animal testicles.
Where?
I mean, you can see human testicles online. Just Google it.
Yeah, I don't want to.
They don't look right. They don't look nice.
Oh, my goodness.
White, the ones I saw, but they might have been drained of blood.
It would be weird if they were like tartan.
Oh, very weird. Absolutely, that would be quite a shock.
Okay, so here's Charles with the torch.
Sorry this went so rude.
I'm going to put a warning. It's my fault for setting it in a life drawing class. Here's Charles with a torch, so he's just going to click it on. And then, David, if you stretch your...
Yeah, please do.
Okay,
illuminate my genitals.
And now we're illuminating David's...
There we are.
There's a...
Look at that! It's like opening the bonnet of a car.
Shine a light for an egg, and you can
stretch
see...
it more.
Yes. That's a bit too much, but...
Stretch it more.
Okay, we're going to end the podcast. Thank you so much, Matt, for getting involved.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Matt. Hugely appreciated.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Charles, and James, the editor. Round of applause for James, the editor, David.
There we go, sir. Thank you for your editing
and,
time.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and see you on the next one. Bye-bye!
Bye!
Goodbye.
That was a Mr. Box production.